So the question to start off with tonight, will everything be all right when you're panicked, when you're scared? That's what you long to hear, that everything will be all right. Maybe the doctor gives you terrible news, or in your life you've got a chaos person and they're on the loose, and you long that someone would tell you it's going to be okay. Or if your friend comes to you, and your friend is troubled, or your child is frightened, that's what you want to say to them. You want to be able to say to them, everything will turn out. All will be right. So we turn to a verse for this Sunday morning in the text, Ephesians 1, 9, and 10. Ephesians 1, 9, and 10. And it's in the middle of this long and wonderfully extravagant passage. So I'm just going to start in the middle. Ephesians 1, 9 and 10, it says, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in him. So briefly, three things. God is at work. And secondly, God is working good. And then thirdly, how you can be sure. So God is at work. God is working good. How you can be sure. So first of all, God is at work. The text here says that God has a purpose. It talks about his will. It talks about his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself. So you've got a choice. As you face whatever you are facing, will you believe that God is at work? That God has a will, God has a purpose for your situation? And this is a frequent theme in the Bible. It's a frequent theme that will come up over and over in your life as a Christian. I mean, think about how we are taught by Jesus how we're to pray. It reflects this theme. He says, this is how you should pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, and then it goes on, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so, just that little prayer that Jesus teaches us, there's both a request and there's a faith statement, a statement of belief in that. The request, Lord, may your kingdom come. And then the faith statement in that prayer, I believe, Lord, that your will is being worked out in heaven. And so now will you have your will be done here on earth in my situation? May the kingdom of God advance in this situation that I'm facing right now. And so we're told here that God is surely at work, both in small things and the very big things, the economy and how the economy might be worrying you, but also your car repair and how it's going to limit you. God is at work in all of those kinds of things. So God is at work. Secondly, God is working good. God is working good. Verse 9, it talks about the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure. And so there is mystery in what God is doing. It talks about the mystery of his will. God doesn't and God won't tell you everything about why he is doing what he is doing. But it is according to his good pleasure. That's all that you know. It's just the top line. Sometimes God only gives you the top line and he doesn't give you the supporting details. It's according to his good pleasure. The Bible tells us in places like Deuteronomy 32, this is what God's will is like. This is what the deeds of the Lord are like. Ascribe greatness to our God. He is the rock. His work is perfect, and all his ways are just. A God of truth and without injustice, righteous and upright is he. So specifically, here's the good that God is working in verse 10, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in him. That's saying that God is shaping the flow of history, the rivers of history, shaping it into this place where they're all gathering into one, all things in Christ. So one day, God is going to bring it all together, your sorrows and your sins, the sins that are committed against you, all of it. And he'll bring them into submission and into reconciliation and into really into healing under Jesus. It says everything, both which are in heaven and which are on earth. And so don't you see that the work of Jesus, it covers the sins that he forgives, but it's even greater in scope. It's not only covering the sins that he forgives. The cross of Jesus, also, he's reconciling the creation to himself. He's going to be renewing the entire earth. He's going to be removing sin and sickness and sorrows. So God is working good, and it's unqualified good. You will not have to add an asterisk and then put in small print of what he didn't actually get around to covering. He is working unqualified good for those who believe, for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. You, on that day, you will not be disappointed. And so God is at work, and God is working good. But third, how can you be sure? How can you be sure? How can you be sure that God is at work and that he is working good? When your day is dark, and it's so dark, you just can't see how it's possible that God could be working good through it. It's just too terrible. The sin that was done against you is too wicked. How can you be sure God is working good? Well, the certainty comes from the gospel. In the gospel, God took the most terrible, the most wicked act committed and brought the greatest good to all who believe. It was the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. The crucifixion of Jesus Christ was unjust. It was wicked. It was a sin, a great sin. It was the most unrighteous act against the most righteous man. Acts 2:23, it says, him, Jesus, being delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands, have crucified and put to death, whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. And by his death, by that death, that sinful death that was inflicted on him, by his death we have life, and we have forgiveness of sins, and we have eternal life. And so Jesus took this death because he loved us. He loved his people. It was a sacrifice of love offered for people he loved. And so if you believe, you know that Jesus loved you and that Jesus endured the most terrible evil and turned it into your greatest good. If he did that, if he did that, he will do that again with today's evil.